staff updates for the new school year. I'm Melissa Patrick. As the current school year begins to near its end, planning for the 2026-27 school year is already underway, especially when it comes to hiring. At the April board meeting, Garaway Superintendent Dr. Jim Millay talked about several of the new faces that students will see when school resumes in the fall, saying that they are excited about and are fortunate enough to have them. Dr. Millay then went on to highlight two of the new staff members who were in attendance at the meeting.
I will start with Tara Crisson. So she is coming to Garaway with tremendous English instruction experience. She's credentialed to teach college classes, so we're really excited about that aspect and to bring that to Garaway here within our building. She also has the potential to get involved with our pirate media, with her journalism background. I just can't say enough how happy we are that you are coming to Garaway Schools.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Thank you as well.
Next was Michaela Sitzler,
who some of you may recognize. She is a recent. It hasn't been that many years. She's a recent Garaway graduate, soon to be graduating from Mount Union. So congratulations to you. She's got a variety of student teaching experiences, some background that she picked up at Alliance Schools and Marlington Schools, and she brings a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. She will be working with our Title I students. So very excited to have her on board.
Dr. Millay then took a moment to highlight other new staff members who could not attend the meeting.
Annabelle Raber, who is going to be our new district speech language pathologist, and she's coming to us with some experience from Cleveland Clinic. Warren Robinson. Warren comes from a family of educators. He's going to be a first-year teacher for us in art. He's got a tremendous student-centered philosophy in art. He has experiences as a student teacher at Jackson Schools, and he also is going to be graduating soon from the University of Akron. Then we have Amanda Oliver, who we are hiring as an intervention specialist. She is returning to Garaway, I want to say, for the third time, because Amanda is a Garaway graduate. She moved a few years ago back to the area from Virginia, was working for us as an aide. Took a position last year as an intervention specialist at East Holmes. Now she is returning again to Garaway from East Holmes. We're super excited to have her.
There are still a few positions left to fill, and Dr. Millay says he hopes to have those in place by the May board meeting. Among other updates from Garaway, Treasurer Cheryl Hardesty shared that she recently received a visit from a representative from the State Auditor's Office.
He came to present the Board of Education with the Ohio Auditor of State Award. This award is presented for excellence in financial reporting in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, GAAP, and in compliance with applicable laws for the fiscal year 2025.
Well, credit to you, Cheryl, for all the work on the accounting side.
Thank you.
The board also approved the list of seniors scheduled to graduate on Saturday, May 23rd, pending that these students meet the State Board of Education and the Garaway Board of Education requirements. The next meeting of the Garaway School Board is set for Monday, May 18th at 6 p.m. in the high school library. The Holmes County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal crash that occurred early yesterday morning on State Route 241 south of County Road 235. At approximately 4:44 a.m., 44-year-old Ronald E. Papa of Kilbuck was operating a Ford Excursion. According to investigators, Papa was traveling north on State Route 241 and passed a tour bus in a marked no passing zone on a hill crest. As Papa brought his vehicle back into his lane of travel, he lost control of the vehicle, traveled left of center, and was struck by a Ram pickup truck that was southbound. Both vehicles came to rest in a yard on the northwest side of State Route 241. Papa was wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash. The pickup was driven by Kevin A. Nussbaum, age 30, of Apple Creek. Nussbaum was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash and was reported to not have any injuries. Papa was transported to Pomerine Hospital by East Holmes EMS, where he was later pronounced dead by emergency room personnel. The roadway was closed for nearly 2 hours while deputies processed the scene. Assisting agencies included East Holmes Fire and EMS and the Stark County Coroner's Office, filling in for the Holmes County Coroner's Office. And the crash remains under investigation by the Holmes County Sheriff's Office. One school worker has been fired after allegedly assaulting an 8-year-old student in Ashland. A former Ashland Elementary School teacher is facing charges after police say he slapped an 8-year-old student in the face during lunch duty. Investigators say 65-year-old Brett Martin, a paraprofessional at Edison Elementary School, was seen on surveillance video hitting the child while breaking up an argument. The district fired him last week, and now he's been charged with misdemeanor assault. Martin is due back in court on May 5th. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 2 accidents, 7 incidents, and this arrest. Delisha Christine Burge of Akron, who's arrested and charged with illegal use or possession of drug paraphernalia. The Ohio Supreme Court has ruled that submetering companies are public utilities, impacting an industry that critics say has increased electric costs for renters. This decision means state officials must now apply consumer protections and cost controls to submeterers who have previously avoided regulation. The court sided with American Electric Power against Nationwide Energy Partners, stating that NEP operates like a utility by sourcing electricity, installing equipment, and billing tenants. Critics argue submeters create 2 classes of customers with some lacking protections. The case now returns to the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio for further consideration. At Ohio State University, the Kappa Delta Rho fraternity has been kicked off campus. The university tells TV 10 an investigation revealed hazing and alcohol violations. The fraternity was placed under interim suspension in early March because of hazing allegations. The university confirmed that the police were notified of that incident in early March that sparked the investigation. A university spokesperson says details on the allegations will not be released until next week. It's university policy to give the organization time to appeal before releasing that information. The suspension will last until 2030. Public health officials are urging continued caution as a water quality advisory remains in effect for Swan Creek and its connecting waterways in the Toledo area. The health department is warning you to stay out of the water along Swan Creek. That means no swimming or fishing due to high levels of E. coli. The advisory includes areas near Swan Creek, Metro Park, Highland, and Sterling Park, where warning signs remain posted. Testing shows elevated bacteria levels after last year's Arlington Avenue sewer collapse and pump failure. City crews are still working on repairs, but officials say overflows can still happen during heavy rains. Barberton City Council is officially moving forward to remove Mayor William Judge. At Monday night's meeting, council leaders pointed to a 24-page independent report that prompted them to begin formal proceedings following an April 13th vote. They say the review involves concerns regarding the mayor's conduct in his role as a supervisor. Council has brought in outside legal assistance to handle any potential charges and present evidence at a future public hearing. Council says the process now moves to preparing formal charges that will then be presented to a judge. An ODOT worker is dead following a crash in Claremont County. An Ohio Department of Transportation contractor was struck and killed while performing survey work on State Route 125 in Union Township in Claremont Tuesday night. The crash occurred sometime after 6 p.m. while the victim was in the roadway. Eyewitness accounts say a gray Tesla, which had been driving erratically and tailgating other cars before the crash, was the vehicle involved. The driver was taken to a local hospital following the crash. The ODOT worker was pronounced dead at the scene. No charges have been filed, nor have identities been released. And finally, a life jacket worn by a passenger on the RMS Titanic has sold at auction for £670,000, which is more than $900,000. The flotation device was worn by Laura Mabel Franticelli, a first-class passenger, and is signed by her and other survivors. It was sold by Henry Aldrich and Son Auctioneers in England to an unidentified telephone bidder. A seat cushion from one of the Titanic lifeboats also sold for £390,000. Auctioneer Andrew Aldrich says these record-breaking prices show the continuing interest in the Titanic story. The Titanic sank on April 15, 1912, after hitting an iceberg, killing about 1,500 people. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.